Landry Weber, and it's incomplete at the 20-yard line. And pretty good coverage by the Longhorns. That is Darian Dunn, a sophomore from Oakdale, Louisiana, in coverage of the Wildcats senior Landry Weber.
One of the many transfers to come to Texas this year on the defensive side. They ran a deep post pattern, and the thing that Will did very well is got arm strength on that thing. Remember, everyone talks about a lack of arm strength. He threw the ball far enough out there that it was either going to be complete or incomplete, not at risk.
Howard, 4 of 6 now for 33 yards at 2nd and 10 Cats from the 39. Howard sends a man in motion. Here's the turn and the give. Deuce cuts it back and now straight ahead, and he will take it to the 45-yard line. He'll pick up 6 on that play. Deuce Vaughn running straight ahead. Another 1,000-yard season for a Wildcat running back. The 17th in K-State history belongs to the young man from Round Rock, Texas. It's going to be 3rd and 4. Big call here for Courtney Messingham and the Wildcat offense.
Yeah, we saw 3rd and 2. K-State pick up a first down, but this one is where the battle's really big. 3rd and 4, it's about a 50-50 proposition.
Two receivers go wide to the far side left and 2 to the right. There's a wing on the left side for K-State. And Deuce Vaughn in the backfield with the quarterback, Will Howard. Deuce will get the call on 3rd and 4, and K-State will push forward, but not enough. They'll give him forward progress to the 47.5. That is about a yard and a half shy of the first down marker with 8:30 to go in the period. And K-State will send on the punt team. It's kind of a run up the middle there, hoping that Deuce could find a crease. It just didn't happen that time.
So it's 4th and 1 at the 48-yard line.
Texas expecting the punt here. Back deep is Deshaun Jameson, and he is dangerous. Stands at his 11-yard line. Zentner with a perfect snap from Randon Plattner gets it away. Spinning kick, fair catch called for and taken at the 12-yard line by Deshaun Jameson, and we go to break. 7:59 to go in the half. The Cats lead 14-13. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Next growing season, don't let pigweed dominate your fields. Attack pigweed with a foundational pre-emergent herbicide like Zidua SC that lasts up to 2 weeks longer than many competitive products. Step it up with a simple broad-spectrum residual herbicide. Leave your corn and soybean fields cleaner, longer. Now go and win this season with Zidua SC. Contact your authorized BASF retailer and upgrade your residual herbicide. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read, follow label directions.
Hey Wildcat fans, Vanderbilt and Ariat have teamed up to offer you one of the largest selections of Ariat jeans and shirts in Kansas. Vanderbilt has all the best-selling Ariat apparel for men and women. Choose from real riding jeans for women, men's fashion denim and shirts, flame-resistant shirts and jeans, and our top-selling Revar work jeans starting at $39.99. Also, new fall 2021 jackets and vests are arriving weekly. Please visit one of the 9 Vanderbilt locations across Kansas. Thank you for your business for the past 48 years, and go Cats!
Foley Rental is your local equipment rental store for commercial, industrial, farm, and residential project needs with a large fleet of aerial lifts, generators, trench shoring, air conditioners, and concrete equipment. And Foley Rental offers a wide selection of machine attachments for skid steers, excavators, and loaders, all supported by over 400 certified technicians. Foley Rental, committed to you from the ground up. Call 855-RENT-FOLEY or visit FoleyRental.com.
Daryl K. Royal, Texas Memorial Stadium. Wildcats with 7:59 to go in the first half, leading Texas 14-13. And after a 40-yard punt by Ty Zentner, Deshaun Jameson and the Texas Longhorns will have it 1st and 10 at their own 12-yard line. Been a very interesting game, Stan. Texas kind of had the momentum early, a terrific drive, but K-State came back on their second possession. We've been a little bit back and forth. You kind of get a sense that defensively, K-State is figuring some things out. Hope I don't just jinx them right there, but they've done a better job since the first quarter against that Texas offense.
Well, you're thinking the same thing as head coach Chris Klieman, because he chose to punt on 4th and 1 near the 50-yard line. Now, that's not an unusual decision, but it's completely say, we want our defense to be out in the field. We feel comfortable having Texas backed up and that they'll give our offense a good chance to get the ball again. So he believes, just like you, our defense is playing fine.
Bud Light proudly welcomes K-State fans back to Bill Snyder Family Stadium in 2021. This year, Bud Light is for the fans.
Marvin Martin is in there, so you got a youngster out there who is going to be exposed to big-time football down after down.
K-State playing without Jerron McPherson today. Casey Thompson gets the snap, hands it off, and boy, K-State crushes the running back Robinson back near the 10-yard line for a loss of two.
Couldn't be better than that. I mean, there must have been seven guys making a tackle 1 yard behind the line in about a split second. How did that happen? It's almost terrific. Like they jumped across the line before the play started.
Well, we talk all the time about Reggie Stubblefield and that big motor, and he was part of that play, no doubt about it.
Well, he brings the physicality along with Daniel Green, so they don't start on the ball, but they come with passion.
Three-man front for the Wildcats from the 10-yard line. It's second and long. Play fake. Thompson rolling the pocket to the right side under pressure. He will be sacked. Eli Huggins with the sack back at the 8-yard line. He got away initially from Felix and Udike Uzama, but the Wildcats made him pay the sack at the 8-yard line, and it's going to bring up third and very long.
The third sack of the year by Eli Huggins. But you said it perfectly, Wyatt. The reason why he got the sack is because Felix and Udike Uzama came around the corner and forced Thompson to step up in the pocket and ran right in to Eli Huggins.
An Oldie Seed sideline update with Matt.
And Wyatt, early on in this ballgame, Texas has already had three offensive linemen at some point go down. Now, it's not been for long stretches of time, but Ungalau is the lineman down back at the 1 yard line. And boy, the tenaciousness of this Kansas State defense and defensive front really stepped up. Now starting to give the big fellas for UT some troubles up front. That's from the Oldie Seed sidelines, Wyatt.
Ungalau still down on one knee, and now he is just now up and appears to be okay. A quick stat here from Meritrust Credit Union. Meritrust Credit Union is the official financial well-being partner of K-State Athletics. We're proud to serve Wildcat fans and the Manhattan community. Go Wildcats. 166 in terms of total yards for the Cats, 150 for the Longhorns. K-State, average yards per play, 9.8. Texas, 5.2 after a quick start. 7:10 to go before halftime. Third and 14 Horns from their own 8. Casey Thompson with a bunch formation to the left and a single receiver to the right. Now Texas changing the play. Third and long from the 8. There's the snap to Thompson. Three-step drop. He's got a foot in the end zone. Fires it over the middle to Brewer. Brewer with the catch, and he'll take it out to about the 18-yard line, but that's short of the first down. Good defense by the Wildcats, and at the 18, Texas will send on Dicker to punt.
K-State dropped back into coverage. They knew they had enough pass rush with Felix and Udike Uzama to cause some havoc, and Texas had to throw the ball underneath. They went and made a tackle. That's exactly what you do on third down, so they're punting at their 18-yard line after 5 straight third down makes. Texas has missed their last 2.
Dicker stands at his own 4. Phillip Brooks is back deep at the Wildcat 36-yard line. K-State setting up for the return, and a very high but short kick by Dicker. Wow, that one barely makes it to midfield and across. It will take a Texas bounce to about the 42, but far from his best effort. And television will go to a break. We'll keep this one right here. 6:03 to go before the intermission. Wildcats 14 and the Longhorns 13. And Stan, it gives us a chance to look at some of the other action in the Big 12 coming up at 3:30 today. TCU will close out the regular season at Iowa State. And then coming up tomorrow, Texas Tech at Baylor at 11 a.m. At 6 o'clock, West Virginia, Kansas. And then 6:30, Bedlam, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. We'll get a thought from Stan on that one in a moment, but an Oldie Seat sideline update quickly with Matt.
All right, Wyatt, appreciate that. I'm putting him on the spot right now. Former Wildcat offensive lineman Drew Little, who's finding out what coaching football at the next level is all about. Tell us about your taste at Abilene Christian this year.
I had a great opportunity to come down here to Texas and coach some college football. Had a really great group of guys this year. Had a lot of transfers come in that really bought into the process, and I can't say enough good things about them. Great dude. Dudes, worked hard, toughest sons of guns I think I've ever met.
And what was also fun for you is you got to coach with Travis Britz. Now, I have to ask you about the touchdown run from Will Howard a moment ago, because you're on the south end of the stadium, but you love it when the center pulls and does the, you know, cleans that blocking out and opens up that hole. What'd you see from this end?
It was clean. I think he went untouched. I think the little counter player to the boundary, and Will just ran his tail off. But what I was really excited about is seeing those guys rally to block for him downfield. Those guys are playing their butts off right now. Really fired up to see Noah Johnson playing as well as he has. You know, being an undersized center like myself, you know, we got a lot in common. Just a great dude.
Wow. White, I got a slip, drew a check. He did not want to come talk to me at all. So I got to take care of him. I got to go get out the checkbook. But great to see you. One of those guys that did a lot of great blue-collar work at Kansas State. Best of luck in the coaching world.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Drew Little back upstairs, Wyatt.
Well done down there, Matt. Thanks for getting him on. He was just a terrific guy as a player for the Wildcats and then as a part-time assistant before moving to Abilene Christian. What a good young guy he is. Great to see him and glad he could take in the game here today. Stan, what about Bedlam tomorrow night? You got a pick in that one?
Oklahoma State, when they have the advantage, seem to always lose to Oklahoma, even when they're at home. It's the tradition. So you got to respect Oklahoma in this game. But Oklahoma State's the better team. Down after down, all year, they're the better team. If Oklahoma State wins and Baylor wins and they're favored over Tech, Oklahoma's not in the championship game. They are tie-breaked out by Baylor. So can you believe going into the season that Oklahoma and Texas, the two bad go-to-the-SEC schools, may not play in a championship game? We'll see.
And even Iowa State, for that matter. They were top 10 in the preseason.
Yeah, and K-State, if they win today, will finish in fourth, even if Iowa State wins.
6 minutes to go in the half. Wildcats first and 10 at their own 42. Here's the turn and the give to Deuce Vaughn. Got a little bit of a crease there and takes it ahead to near the 45-yard line. That's a gain of three on first down, and whistles blow there to stop some action. A little pushing after the fact as we go under the six-minute mark. K-State leading by a point. It's 14-13.
Why did Chris Kleiman punt when he's near midfield? It's old-school football. You say, well, if we stop him and force him to punt back, we don't have to risk that fourth down, and we'll get the ball right in that same part of the field, and that's exactly what the Wildcats have done.
Cats up to the line of scrimmage. Wing to the left. Two receivers wide to the right. Now Brooks goes in motion. Here's the handoff to Deuce Vaughn. He's at the midfield stripe, spinning, has a first down to the 46-yard line of Texas. Good run by Deuce, and the Wildcats will move the sticks into Longhorn territory, middle of the field, 46-yard line.
Phillip Brooks went in motion right to left. They faked that jet sweep and then ran right up the middle. Good blocking by the Wildcats to let Deuce just go straight, full speed. It's important to stay away from third downs. Just continue to go first and second down and get first downs as the Wildcat is back in formation.
Jaron Thompson made the stop, but Deuce got nine on the play. Here's Deuce out of the Wildcat, and nothing this time. He's going to lose about 2 yards back to the 47-yard line. Had really no chance there running left. As he looked up, there was a Longhorn right in his face.
I think Jalen Ford ran right through the formation, and KT Levinson is in the game, Wyatt, and I don't think he saw him coming. He thought he was going to stay at the linebacker level, and even though the ball was snapped straight to Deuce Vaughn, there was nowhere to go, and K-State lost a yard.
K-State has Cooper Beebe in at right guard. Duffy is at right tackle. Second down and long for the Wildcats. Malik Knowles now in that backfield along with Deuce Vaughn, and Malik gets the carry here. 45-40, still on his feet. He's at the 35 and has a first down at the 34-yard line of Texas. Good play by the Wildcats, and another Longhorn is down. 4:07 to go in the half. K-State 14 and the Horns 13 on this Black Friday in Austin at Darrell K. Royal Texas Memorial Stadium.
We haven't seen a lot of that lately, but K-State is very good at running the wide receiver handoffs to the outside. He was in the backfield that time, wide. He didn't go in motion. He lined up like he was a running back and ran for a first down.
Really did. They continue to tend to the Texas injured player.
It's interesting to see K-State move their offensive line around a little bit. We've not seen this type of movement. Logan Long in for Christian Duffy at right tackle. That has been seen plenty this year, but we have not seen Cooper Beebe move over to the right guard position. And then KT Levinson move up and play on the left side. So K-State continuing to change things up even in week 12 of the season.
They have the Texas player trying up. Well, he's setting, but he is setting up.
Well, that's a big run. That's second and long, Wyatt, to get a first down right there and not have to have a third down.
Knowles got 13 on the play, and Chris Adamora made the stop in the middle of the field. And for Malik Knowles, to put that into perspective, it's not like he never runs the ball. That's his 13th rush of the year, and that Texas player is Ojemo. Moro Ojemo, the redshirt junior from Katy, Texas.
He originally was born in Nigeria, did not move to the United States until he was 7 years old. But in Texas, you learn how to play football, even if you're from Nigeria. It's like, let's go.
Big
Big drive here. 4:07 left in the second quarter. K-State's up by one. They'll start the second half with the football. Can you continue to add to your lead?
Four plays, 24 yards on the Wildcat drive, moving from left to right. Up by one. Here's Will Howard with a quarterback keeper, and he is upended. Boy, that could have been more, but he got a little bit there, about 2 yards to the 32. If he gets by that tackler there, he has at least another 4 or 5 for sure.
Well, Wyatt, you've been listening to the broadcast all the way through. I know. I saw you. You're intent. The middle area, if you can get past the first orange wall, is always open, okay? Yep. And he was one step away from what? Getting 5 more yards or 10 at least.
For sure.
But he got tripped up, unfortunately.
Second and 8, Cats from the 32. Under 3.5 to go before halftime. Wildcats leading 14-13. There's the snap. Howard, quarterback draw, and he's pulled down right at the line of scrimmage. Deshaun Jameson read it perfectly.
It was a blitz, and K-State was just unfortunate. They really ran a quarterback draw. He looked to the outside where there were three receivers lined up to the open side of the field, and he said, hey, look, watch, I'm going to pass. And he stood there for a second, then he took and started to run to the left. It would have been wide open, but they brought a corner blitz. That was a cornerback who came in and made a tackle at the line of scrimmage.
Wildcats will send Malik Knowles wide to the left. Here on the near side, it will be Howell Brooks. And Sammy Wheeler back to throw. Howard swings it near side. This is Deuce Vaughn, and Deuce is pulled down for a loss back near the 33-yard line. It's a short loss of one, but K-State now with a decision to make with 2:29 to go. They are going to bring on Chris Tennant to try for the add to this 14-13 lead here.
And it's going to be a bomb of a kick, right? A 51-yarder. So longer than he has tried by far, as long as 42 yards going into this game.
He's had some issues with accuracy, but there's no doubt with everything good, he can get it there. He's got a really good leg. Jack Bloomer is the holder. Here's the kick. It is on the way. This one has a chance, and it is good. He hit it. He got it. Chris Tennant with a bomb of 51, and the Wildcats lead 17-13 with a minute 56 to go in the half. Wow, what a kick. Here's an Old East Seed sideline update with Matt.
You want to talk again about a howitzer. That thing didn't just crawl over the crossbar, Wyatt. That thing would have been good from probably 67 or 68. He drills it, and this sideline is hopping as Kansas State is now up 4 inside 2 minutes to go in the first half. That's from the Old East Seed sidelines.
That was some kind of kick by the freshman, Chris Tennant. That field goal, our PowerCat health partner, Stormont Vale Health, and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas are collectively donating $300 to a community health project. Learn more and enter to win at kstatesports.com/PowerCat Health. That was a terrific kick.
Texas number 18 is now wearing number 94.
And again, missed field goals can create momentum for opponents, right? So not only do you get 3 points and lead by 4, you also don't have Texas cheering and going crazy getting the ball back in good field position.
That scoring drive delivered by BriggsAuto.com. Briggs has the vehicles. 8 plays, 25 yards, 4 minutes and 7 seconds. The Cats wanted 7, but they settle for 3 at a lead of 17-13.
That third down pass, you saw two guys just waiting for Deuce out there, right? I mean, they're going to watch everywhere he is. In case they lost the yards here, thinking, boy, that's not good. And then you see a field goal made.
Here's Centner with the kick, heads it to the far side. This is Jameson at the 2, and he'll bring it ahead. Middle of the field, 10, 15, 20. Bounces outside left to the 25, to the 30, and shoved out of bounds by Ty Centner. Centner is the kicker and a good athlete. He ran him out near the 32-yard line. Texas will have a minute 47 in which to work and 2 timeouts.
Big minute 47. Texas came out with fight. That's one of their things. Texas, fight. Texas, fight. Oh, that's a cheer. Back to the ball game, Wyatt. They came out with a lot of vigor. They were excited. But right now is about the time where if you can stop them here, they know you're getting the ball to start the second half. You can turn the momentum completely in K-State's favor with a good defensive stand here.
Thompson all the way at quarterback today. Roshan Johnson out of that backfield. Lines up as a wide receiver to the right. Thompson will fire downfield, and this one is caught. Wow, Worthy up into the air and catches it. T.J. Smith flips him up and down, but he's got it at the Wildcat 40 for a big play and a first down, but Worthy is limping to the sideline. And now he goes down right at the near hash mark. This could be very interesting. Worthy back up and trying to make it to the sideline.
Well, he's walked off the field. He's a thin guy. Wyatt, I've seen him all year long walk off like he's never coming back again, like watching the Flintstones get run over by a car. Then he pops back up and starts playing later. I fully expect him to be back. What a good catch. How much confidence does a quarterback have when you know he is downfield to go get the football in between two or three Wildcats?
Wide receiver right, two to the left, wing to the right side. Here's Casey Thompson to throw, far boundary, and it's Cade Brewer, the tight end, and he'll take it to the Wildcat 35 with a nice spot, the 34. That's a gain on the play, and it's going to bring up second and four for Texas.
Time should not be an issue. Two timeouts left for Texas, a minute 21, and they clock is stopped as he went out of bounds. So we'll see if K-State's defense can find a way to slow down the Horns. Under two good possessions this game, they went all the way to the end zone.
That Worthy catch, by the way, good for 28 yards. There's the snap. There's the handoff. Roshan Johnson, and he is hit by Cody Fletcher and others at the 33-yard line. He got one. So here we go with another big third down. Texas, 5 of 7 on third downs today. Now, certainly they may be in fourth down territory, but it is third and three at the 34.
The key is K-State slowing down the running game. You got to do that.
Casey Thompson looks to the sideline, has what he wants, and now a stoppage of play. Texas may have called a timeout.
And K-State's defense is bringing a blitz, and
Texas.
Sarkisian wanted to call timeout.
The second of the half, 30-second timeout.
So a 30-second timeout with 54 seconds to go in the second, and it's 17-13 in favor of Kansas State.
What a career Steve Sarkisian has had. I remember interviewing him quarterback to quarterback getting ready for the Cotton Bowl when he was the BYU quarterback in the 1996 season. When I saw him this year, I started bringing that back, and he remembered. Then he was the head coach at Washington for 5 years, USC for a couple years, and it looked like his career had gone downhill. But Nick Saban said, come on over here. Fame followed. Here he is. But one guy stuck with him almost all the way. Offensive coordinator Kyle Flood was with him when he was at the Atlanta Falcons. Sarkisian was an offensive coordinator for the Falcons for a while. Then he went with him to Alabama and now on to Texas. So those two guys together, he's called the offensive coordinator, but it's like Batman and Robin.
Oh,
those
yeah.
two guys have stuck together. So he might have been the one that said, call timeout, I don't like what's going to K-State's doing, attacking our offense.
Here we go, third and three from the 33-yard line of the Cats for Texas. There's the snap. Roshan Johnson in the Wildcat, rolls the pocket to the left. He takes off and runs, and he's hit at the 30, bounces off of that, and will have a first down at the Wildcat 26 or 27-yard line. What a run by Roshan Johnson. He broke one tackle, continued to move down the near left sideline, and got a first down. Wow, he is a powerful guy.
Well, with him getting a snap, he looked like he was thinking about passing the ball for a while.
I think he was.
Remember, he was a quarterback. He was a recruited quarterback to Texas. They were trying to change things up, but he does end up scrambling. It's nice when you have a running back who needs to scramble.
Brewer in motion. Now a wing to the right. There's the snap to Casey Thompson. K-State with some pressure, and he sacked as he throws the ball. He got rid of it before the sack, and it was Daniel Green right at his belly. Heck of a play there by Daniel Green. It's incomplete. It will be second and 10 from the 27. Texas with one timeout left, trailing 17-13. 37 seconds remaining on the second quarter clock.
Well, it looks like they're trying to set up a screen, which would be a great call against a blitz. But Daniel Green's so fast that he blew everything up. And are they going to make Casey Thompson leave the game? The white hat is looking and saying, I don't think you're all here. He hit the ground so hard. With Daniel Green coming in, and he was falling back trying to throw the ball, and he just threw the ball away, but there was a tight end in the area.
Well, they're going to go to the Wildcat here, and
they're not bringing Ben Ballard the walk-on in. They're going the old running back quarterback.
Roshan Johnson from the 27 will be in the Wildcat. Here's the stretch play. Worthy wants to throw the football. He fires it down deep, and it is caught, but out of bounds, and a flag is down. A late flag coming from the middle of the field, thrown to the far pylon.
That guy is so far away from the call. It's unbelievable if he's going to call pass interference. Now it's a 15-yard max penalty. It's not going to be at the goal line. That was their wide receiver. They handed off to the wide receiver, and Xavier Worthy threw the ball deep downfield. There was no pass interference on the play. But the official, who is in the middle of the field, calling it on the right sideline, throws a flag. So let's see what they call, if he saw some holding or some type of call against the Wildcats. But
pass interference. Defense, number 23. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
The ball was thrown. It was probably going to be just wide to the right. But it's a 15-yard penalty and a first down in the red zone.
I'm sorry, but I'm not seeing a penalty there in any way. I'm just not.
The guy who threw that flag is so far away, it is unbelievable that he would have thrown a flag.
That is a rough call against
30,
Kansas State.
35 yards away.
I mean, he threw that from the middle of the field to the far pylon. Unreal.
At the 12, though, you got to hold him to a field goal try here.
That's it. That's important right now. At the 12, there's the snap. Here's the Roshan Johnson keeper straight ahead, and he only got to the 11 for about one, and now 24 seconds to go.
Texas calls their final timeout of the half.
No timeouts, 24 seconds. They're going to get their quarterback, Casey Thompson, back in. So now they can throw it. Remember, they scored a touchdown here by bringing their tight end in motion late and flooding the end zone over to the right side. So what does Texas have left? If they throw the ball and it doesn't get to the end zone, or it's not complete, if it is incomplete, the clock stops. But if it's not, they're going to have to worry about what they're going to do with the clock. So a lot going on right here. This rule in college, this is why you have the rule in college. It's a maximum 15-yard penalty. As we saw it yesterday in the play in the game with the Dallas Cowboys, they call pass interference on anything. In fact, they decided the game on a late pass interference.
Yes, they did.
This could have been the ball at the 2-yard line if it were the old days, or one in the NFL. Instead, 15 yards, not a good call, but at least Texas still has to earn it from the 12.
17-13, Wildcats our score. K-State adding on that field goal just a few moments ago, 51 yards from freshman Chris Tennant. So what does Texas dial up here on second down and 9 yards to go from the 11?
They almost have to pass. They cannot run the football. There's not enough time left.
Casey Thompson is in the pistol. There's the snap to him. He will fire near side, and it's incomplete. Worthy, the intended receiver. No flags that I see. Echo Boydo in coverage. Perfectly done, and they'll force a 3-try here.
Echo Boydo was right in front of him. It's third down with 19 seconds left. They tried to throw a fade, but he posted up and was right there in the way, and running into his chest was Xavier Worthy, and they're saying that was not a penalty, as a defensive player has a right to the position as well.
We'll take back that 3-try. They're going to keep the offense on. Why not? They're 4-7. It is third down? Oh, because of the penalty. My bad. Okay, so third down and 10 from the 11. There's the snap. Here's the quarterback draw for Casey Thompson. He got down to about the 6. 13 seconds to go. They'll have to hustle. They're going to run Cameron Dicker on for the field goal try. It'll be a 24-yard try. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The kick is on the way, and it's good. So Texas scores on the final play of the second quarter, and that makes it a 17-16 game. The Wildcats lead at the break. Back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent halftime show in a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Kansas State head coach Chris Klieman. As a football team, we put a lot of emphasis on execution. Players need to focus, play smart, play the game right. Same is true with your driving. If you mess with your mind, you mess with your driving. Put down the phone and always designate a sober driver. All around Kansas, Wildcat Nation is taking the pledge. Cats don't drink and drive.
Kansas State University and K-State Athletics are proud partners of the Drive to Zero Coalition.
You need harvest results, not another radio ad. So let's get to the point. Channel Seedsmen place products to perform in your fields, and the results can speak for themselves. Get yield results from your area and less yapping at channel.com/yield. Huh. I guess less talking means more time for music. Classic rock, anyone?
That's channel.com/yield for local harvest results.
Always read, follow green marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Does a robot know you like a neighbor?
Insurance Corporation will fulfill requests to cover anyone, anything, anytime, anywhere. with most standard algorithm. In the order it was received, please hold.
Robots don't know you. We do. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, getting the insurance coverage you need always starts with a conversation. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
2020 marks the 97th anniversary of the Gleaner Combine, so it's fitting that we thank you, the Kansas farmer, for our rich history and our promising future. Gleaner is ready to take on any project with new and pre-owned S-Series combines. They blend technology with proven know-how to give you the best in control, comfort, and combine performance. Gleaner Combines, built in Heston, Kansas, for the Kansas farmer. Learn more at CanEquip or visit CanEquip.com.
Kansas State football lives here. On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
KNDY 95.5 is your home for today's best country. Great songs from Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and tons of others. But what about the legends of country music?
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
If you're hankering for some Hank,
why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Waiting for some Waylon?
Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Are you sure I ain't done it this way?
Or even giddy for some Willie?
Blue sky, smile at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So walk the line and tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
We're back in Austin, Texas at halftime. The Wildcats lead the Texas Longhorns. It's 17-16. Happy holidays, everybody. This is the Farm Bureau Financial Services Agents Halftime Show. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and planned second. We get to know you, so we know exactly what you need. It's your future. Let's protect it. Contact Farm Bureau agents Bill Shipley in Atchison, Jamie Eaton in Olathe, Russ Oddy in Overland Park, Pat Reed in Lawrence, Larry Gluey in Burlington, Brian Fillinger in Emporia, and Janet Greer in Iola. Let's dig into the first 30 minutes with our first half recap presented by Kubota and Land Pride. Visit KStateKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you. Stan, a very entertaining first half of football here. Long way to go.
Yeah, entertaining and close. There's just no way you couldn't circle around and get to a final result of this game has been very, very even. There's been the big plays. The players that you expect to have good games like Deuce Vaughn and Roshan Johnson of Texas, Xavier Worthy of Texas. Everybody that you expected has done it. And the quarterbacks who are the question, Will Howard, 71-yard touchdown run, and then Casey Thompson, 10 of 14, and a touchdown pass. But the difference, a missed PAT by the Longhorns. In a dead-even first half, K-State has the advantage with a one-point lead, and they get the ball to start the second half.
That's a look at our first half recap presented by Kubota and Land Pride. We remind you, Authentic Brands' stylish line of ladies' products are designed by ladies for ladies. You will love the unique K-State options available for your next tailgate, and these same styles are available to outfit your professional life as well. Look your best with authentic-brand.com. 17 Cats, 16 Longhorns at halftime. Our halftime show continues from Austin in a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
You can do your part to win the dang day by making small daily improvements such as eating more fruits and vegetables, living tobacco-free, and taking a short walk. All these things can make a great impact on your overall wellness. Join me, Chris Kleiman, head coach of the K-State Wildcats, along with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, Stormont and Vail Health, and our PowerCat Health Partnership, encouraging all Kansas to live a healthier lifestyle.
Learn more about the PowerCat Health Partnership by visiting kstatesports.com/PowerCatHealth.
That ball is caught for a Wildcat touchdown.
Celebrate another Wildcat victory with officially licensed Wabash Reserve Bourbon Whiskey. Distilled by K-State alumni at Boot Hill Distillery in Dodge City, Wabash Reserve is the first and only bourbon whiskey for all K-Staters. With a mash of corn, wheat, and barley grown right on their own farm, Boot Hill's Wabash Reserve is aged 2 years with notes of brown sugar, roasted sweet corn, caramel, and apple pie. Ask for Wabash Reserve at your favorite liquor stores throughout Kansas.
Hit!
This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From stationary sheds to portable livestock shelters, 6 to 8 foot heights, Hometown Lumber and Hardware builds quality sheds in a variety of sizes. Give them your specifications and your color choice, and they'll create the perfect shelter that provides an escape for your animals from rain, hail, and high winds, plus shade from the sun. Delivery is available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville appreciates your business and thanks you for shopping local. It truly does make a difference.
KNDY. Live from the Learfield Network Studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
And from Master Control, I'm Mo Lewis at the half. K-State with the lead 17-16. Let's check week 13 of the college football season. Rivalries, bowl berths, all on the line today. In the Big 12, the scoreboard update presented by Intrust Bank. Proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Iowa State hosting TCU. Horned Frogs need a win to be bowl eligible. Saturday, number 8, Baylor will be home against Texas Tech. Bears must win for a chance to be in the Big 12 championship game. West Virginia needs a win at Kansas to get 6 wins. Tonight, they call it Bedlam. Saturday night, Bedlam. Oklahoma State hosting the Sooners, both 10-1. Later on, San Diego State is trailing Boise State 16-10. Later, we've got number 4 Cincinnati visiting East Carolina, and Saturday, Georgia at Georgia Tech. The scoreboard update presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield. Throw it back to White.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, sir. Been a very busy fall for he and many of us as we cover college football and, for that matter, basketball. And we'll talk about that in a moment as we welcome you back to the Farm Bureau Financial Services Agents Halftime Show. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. We get to know you so we know exactly what you need. It's your future. Let's protect it. Contact Farm Bureau agents Mike Losick in Salina, Kendra Barnes in Hoxie and Quinter, Jeff Ramsey in Hugoton, Berta Benz in Leota, Danny Dinkle in Hayes, David Brown in Colby at Atwood, and Donald Moffitt in Stockton. Well, we mentioned basketball. The Wildcat men are off to a 2-2 start, losing a couple of games in Kansas City this week, Monday and Tuesday, at the Hall of Fame Classic to Arkansas and Illinois, both teams ranked in the top 15 of the country. But K-State right back at it this Sunday as they play host to the Fighting Hawks of North Dakota, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. We'll have coverage on the K-State Sports Network starting at 3 o'clock with the pregame show. Matt and I will have the radio call for you, and then Stan and Ben Boyle will be on the television side for Third Tier TV on Big 12 Now, ESPN Plus. Again, 17-16 Wildcats. They've been outgained in this game as K-State, 207-191, and the scoring quickly. Roshan Johnson, a 9-yard run for Texas to make it 7-0. Then Deuce Vaughn, a 9-yard run to tie it at 7. Very interesting touchdown pass from Casey Thompson to Cade Brewer from 10 yards out, capping a 13-play drive, gave Texas a 13-7 lead. They missed the extra point, and that's the difference in the game. Will Howard got a 71-yard run, and that put K-State up on top 14-13. Chris Tennant's field goal made it 17-13, and then the Dicker field goal on the final play of the first half made it a 17-16 lead for the Wildcats. Time for a break now with K-State leading by 1. Stan will look at first half numbers and more in a moment. A timeout. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet 1 in 5 people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
Preparation,
It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Wildcats on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Wildcat Pride, powered locally.
The Wildcats work together to take on every challenge at Bill Snyder Stadium. Case IH knows a thing or two about teamwork, too. From tractors, planters, and combines to hay and forage tools, our equipment helps farmers meet their demands in and out of the field. Check out a winning lineup by visiting Bruna Implement in Marysville, Seneca, and Washington today. Or go to caseih.com/Wildcats and ask for 0% financing. Go Wildcats!
Just like Coach Kleiman and his coaching staff place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With our multifaceted marketing team of Sun Graphics, Don Levy Litho, and Brush Art Corporation. Sun Graphics is the proud printing partner of K-State Athletics and is known for marketing support that is nothing short of exceptional. Make sure you are scoring a touchdown with all your marketing efforts by contacting Sun Graphics today. Proud sponsor of K-State Athletics. For more information, Google us at Sun Graphics Printing.
Wildcat football lives here.
He takes it to the house.
From Learfield.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Then the Ad Council.
Welcome back to K-State football. It's halftime. Deep in the heart of Texas. Stan Weber here at the University of Texas, where K-State leads at the half 17-16. K-State's 5-0 this year when they've led at the half. Texas is 0-3 when they have trailed. We'll see if that can happen here in the second half for K-State. Wildcat fans hope for it. Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Financial Services Agents Halftime Show. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. We need to get to know you so we know exactly what you need. It's your future. Let's protect it. Contact Farm Bureau agents Charlotte Miller in Iola and Yates Center, Bob Wehrman in Holton, Colleen Cope in Marion, Chad Baker in Seneca, Karen Betson in Fredonia, Rustin Riggin in Andover, and Mark Lawson in Iola. It's time for the first half stats. Presented by DeKalb. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform your best with DeKalb. In the first half, these teams have been very even by score and by yards. K-State has 191 total yards. Texas, 207. K-State's rushed the ball for 156 yards. Only one penalty in a ball game. That was that pass interference late in the first half. Overall, the Wildcats have rushed the ball 17 times for 159 yards. Deuce Vaughn has 70, and Will Howard with a 71-yard touchdown run has 76 yards rushing on four carries. He is 5-7 throwing the football for 32 yards. Casey Thompson of Texas, 10-14, 99 yards and a touchdown. Roshan Johnson, star running back, 14 carries, 82 yards, one touchdown. And Xavier Worthy, the superstar freshman wide receiver for the Longhorns, has five receptions for 56 yards in the first half. The Wildcats have played good football here, and the Longhorns have matched it with a 17-16 score for K-State. You're going to listen to the last half of the regular season before K-State goes to a bowl game. It's going to be exciting, and it's a Friday after Thanksgiving. A great football day. Stay tuned for more. It's K-State 17, Texas 16 at the half. Thanks for listening to the Farm Bureau Financial Services Agents Halftime Show. The second half kickoff is next. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
lot of things made this possible, including Micro Essentials, a phosphate fertilizer from the Mosaic Company. The person standing on this shore wouldn't be here without it. It uses fusion technology to make a perfectly balanced granule for season-long sulfur availability and uniform nutrient distribution. That means higher yields and a sense of security. When you have that, you can have little moments like this, too. Visit your retailer or microessentials.com to learn more.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
LSU.
Oh my goodness, what a big play by the Wildcats.
You're listening to Wildcat Football from Learfield.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, I know you're not looking to give away your trash, but if you've got some treasures you're looking to sell, trade, or even give away, then listen to KNDY AM 1570 Monday through Friday from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and call Party Line at 562-2361. You may even hear a polka or two. Party Line on KNDY, inspiring Northeast Kansas for decades.
And the Ad Council.
The day after Thanksgiving, the Wildcats are on the road in Austin, Texas at Darrell K. Royal Texas Memorial Stadium and leading UT at the break. Our score is 17-16. I'm Wyatt Thompson along with Stan Weber, Matt Walters, Roy Baum, and the legendary Don Free. I guess Roy's pretty legendary, too, in his own right. But thank you guys for all you do. They came down early, set up yesterday, and we just kind of show up and throw the headsets on.
Yeah,
pretty good gig, right?
We have the easy job. We eat on Thanksgiving. They prepare.
That's right.
We talk on Friday after they get all the work started.
And right.
Clean up afterwards. But hopefully they enjoy themselves half as much as we do during
no
these
doubt.
Games. So it's been another great regular season for K-State. Wyatt, doing the games here for your 20th year.
And number 35 year. For you.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
That's incredible.
So a lot of fun, and this rivalry is not going to continue. Let's just not take it for granted. I like seeing K-State play Texas. It's been one of the cool little things that erupted into a focus in the Big 12 Conference. Who would have thought K-State versus Texas would be as cool a rivalry as it's been? But the Cats got after Texas right when the Big 12 came together, and it's been right there. Only this recent four-game winning streak by Texas has got them in a position to be near where K-State is in the rivalry.
It's a really good point, too. Texas blew out the Cats last year late. We know that. But if you look at those other three games, they're very tight. One-score games, no doubt about that. Tight, tight games.
Yeah, last time we were here, last play of the game, 27-24, Texas wins the ball game. And, you know, you hope you can win the close games. You look at this Texas team, and games decided by 8 points or less, they're 1-5 this year.
How about that?
So they've been there all year long, but they have not been able to make the winning plays at the end. We'll see if K-State
can
do that here. But it really starts right here. K-State's not been good to start the third quarter, but it sure would be nice to change that script and get down and do something here to start the third quarter.
We're all set for half number two, brought to you by the Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. If you have mechanical skills and a good work ethic, the Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2 are hiring workers for their apprentice program. For information, Google Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. K-State will get the ball. Cameron Dicker teeing it up as we speak, or we'll hear momentarily at the 35-yard line as the center judge brings him the ball. Malik Knowles and Phillip Brooks back deep. It's Malik here on the near side at the goal line and Phillip far side at the 10.
Kicking from this direction last time, he pooched the ball to the right side of the field away from Malik Knowles over to Phillip Brooks. Now, K-State has a return ready, and they may have been able to talk about it here, saying, if they pooch it, let's get our block set up and let's go.
Nick Linner's over there, by the way, at about the 30, Well, let's call it the 27-yard line. He's a good blocker. You've got Sammy Wheeler there in the middle. A lot of other good players out there for the Wildcats. Landry Weber.
They care about this unit.
Yeah, they do. There's no doubt about it. Here we go. Third quarter. K-State by one, 17-16. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks for being with us on this Friday afternoon in Austin. Dicker will kick this one to the far side. And this will be Malik Knowles at the 5. Straight ahead. Now angles left. He's at the 15, 20. Look out. 30, 35, 40, 45. And finally bumped out by Dicker just shy of midfield. And again, Kansas State with the return to their left. And a really nice return. Good blocking for Malik Knowles.
They had him untouched to the 47-yard line. The first time he got touched is when he got shoved out of bounds. A perfect angle for that kickoff.
Downstairs, and an update with Matt.
Chris Kleiman happy with the ground game, but wants more from it. Likely to see more of Will Howard in the QB running game. A little surprised by the amount of Wildcat and the use of Johnson for Texas. Kansas State's also got to get some things going in the passing game, but Chris Kleiman said, Matt, we've got to wrap up and we've got to be better tacklers here in the second half. Wyatt.
Kansas State first and 10 from its own 46, and one of the big men jumping into the neutral zone there. That's Coburn. He is a big,
at least
big
he's
man.
Back. He was one of the guys who went out injured earlier in the game.
Offside defense with contact. 5-yard penalty. First down.
First penalty by Texas today. Gets a first and 5 start. You basically get to start your third quarter with the ball in Texas territory. K-State goes back to their starting offensive line to start the second half.
Keandre Coburn into the neutral zone with contact. So it's first and 5. Wildcats at the Longhorn 49. So that return and the 5-yard penalty, K-State starts in Texas territory. Here's Deuce Vaughn running left. He's got a crease. He is at the 45, to the 40, to the 35, and pushed out over on the far side by Deshaun Jameson. They'll mark him out at the 33-yard line. Very nice run by Deuce Vaughn, and he is nearing another 100-yard day.
Wyatt, what did I say? Get past the line of scrimmage with the wall of orange, and man, you can go. And it happens again. This is just a cross block in the middle. It was designed to run right up the middle, but then they bounced it out to the outside. Jackson Eaton, the fullback, helped log in a lineman in case he had a good first play of the half.
16 yards for Deuce. He's got 13 for 86 and a touch. There's the snap. Here's Deuce again running right. Sidesteps one Longhorn. He's at the 30 and down close to the 27-yard line. He'll pick up about 6 more here. And Deuce Vaughn over 90 rushing yards. And the Wildcat fullback Jackson Eaton limping to the far side as Imator Baby comes in. Also Phillip Brooks in. Cade Warner will leave the K-State lineup.
What an amazing run by Deuce Vaughn, because he stopped in the backfield and it looked like he was stuck for a -2 run. And somehow he got away, darted upfield, and ends up with a 6-plus yard run. Amazing.
He is really, truly something. Second down and 4, Wildcats from the Longhorn 27. Brooks in motion to the right and now back to the left. He'll get the call here trying to get wide, and this play is busted up, and Texas will make the tackle all the way back. They'll mark it at the 37-yard line. That's a loss of 10 for the Wildcats. That's, Texas saw that one coming.
Well, that's Jacoby Jones, who's been out a lot, Wyatt. He's only played 6 games this year. He's one of the guys who was injured early enough that he came back, and he saw the play, stopped it initially, and then Phillip Brooks decided to go backwards, and then he went further backwards and lost a ton of yardage, about a 10-yard loss.
So third and 14 from the 37. 2 minutes into the third, Cats with a 17-16 lead, and they need a big play right here with trips to the right and Malik Knowles to the short side left. Here's the quarterback keeper for Howard, and he got nothing. As a matter of fact, he lost a yard back to the 38, and it will be fourth and 15. So the Cats get a break on the return and then the penalty. They get a first down, but then they stall out here. It's fourth down and 15 at the 38.
Worst position in the world. Even if you want to use analytics and be aggressive and say we're going to go for it, you don't go for fourth and 15. And do you want to try a 56-yard field goal? They decide not to. That's a little too long. So you have to punt, and that's the decision no coach wants to make in modern football.
Well, let's see if the Cats can get them pinned down inside the 10-yard line here. Zentner, with a perfect snap, will try to kick it away. He'll just kind of hang it up there far side, and it will bounce out. He checked up at around the 6. Let's see where they mark this. As we'll be going to break here, they do mark it at the 6. We're back in a moment. 12 minutes to go in the third. Our third quarter presented by Hogemeyer Hybrids. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Walk these fields for 85 years. Grow deeper roots here. Know what thrives here. Bring in world-class genetics and innovative traits like Chrome Triple Stack Corn Hybrids and Enlist E3 soybeans. Refine it through pure local know-how and expertise. Do all of that, and the only thing left is the right seed. Hogemeyer. Learn more at therightseed.com.
Salina Regional's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine is your home field advantage. Our physicians include sports medicine physician Dr. Matthew Pyle, along with orthopedic surgeons Drs. Travis Rump, Todd Riley, and Timothy Hawks, plus an A-team of certified athletic trainers and physical therapists. We're ready when you need us to help prevent injuries, enhance performance, or to heal through surgery and rehabilitation. For area athletes to weekend warriors, the home field advantage starts at Salina Regional Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
From Learfield.
One of the best things about country music is the story the songs tell. KNDY 95.5 brings you the best of those stories in today's country music. But if you're looking for stories from the legends of country music, flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1, where you'll hear great stories like this.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man. The life I love is making music for my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Let's go to Luke and Mark, Texas.
To go to Lukenbach, Texas to hang with those boys, just tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Brady and the Ad Council.
Our third quarter presented by Hogemeyer Hybrids. Every field deserves the right seed. Hogemeyer has the local agronomic expertise and 80 years of experience to help you find the right seeds for your acres. Talk to your local Hogemeyer representative today. Wildcats got a nice punt from Centner, 32 yards. He knocked it down at the 6. Texas will start their 1st and 10 down to the Wildcats 17-16 with 12 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Old-fashioned coffin corner where you not only kick it down inside the 10, you kick it so it bounces out of bounds.
Casey Thompson all the way at quarterback today. He's 10 of 14 for 99 yards at a long 28-yard throw late in the first half. And here's Robinson, and he is swallowed up at the 2 by Daniel Deuce Green. He has played brilliant football at that linebacker spot for the Wildcats in 2021.
Joe Klannerman has done a great job of teaching this Wildcat front situational football. When a team's backed up, they go for a safety.